Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Mommy.
And me.
Okay, so we went to Australia together. And we went to Sydney and Melbourne, and like most moms and daughters who are sick of each other, we are laying on top of each other in about like a sixth of my bed, and the doggies are on my feet, and we love each other. We had a great trip, and there were so many things. Bryn held in her hand the most valuable pearl in the world. It's a Passepalais pearl. It's been in the Smithsonian. It's was worth, I think, $250 million in 1998. But it was this magical experience where we saw this business that had been around for decades, and it's a family business, and they supply like 95% of the pearls on watches and buttons and things. And it was just amazing. Another day we went to see Camilla, the designer, and saw her whole infrastructure, and bring him to my appearances. And we did everything. We ate everything. We did Vegemite. We did all the lollies, which is the candy. We did the Tim Tam, their cookie, and the Tim Tam Slam, and we had a great time. So I thought we were landing at 6, and we weren't leaving until 11. We just wanted to get home and see the dogs, traveling 20 hours. So I go to change the flight. So I change the flight, and I say to Bryn, well, you know, the flight's not till the original flight was not till 11, so we're saving all this time. And what did you say, Bryn?
The new flight was at 9:35, but you know what? Because I thought it was at 10, so we would have saved like 55 minutes, which is an hour, which we should have done the Delta.
No, because I would have spent all this money to save that. I'm saying I was paying to change the ticket. No, and I was going to get a credit. So anyway, I thought I was saving like 2 hours, and that meant a big deal to get home tonight and not be like home late. So we didn't realize you have to like go.
We're walking through the thing with like 10,000 bags.
So we fight over whether to get the trolley or not. And I said not to get the trolley. And Bryn, the adult, said to get the trolley because we had 5 bags, three big bags, 2 little bags. And my top bag falls off really easily. And it's very annoying. And so, and in the airport, like morons, they don't have flat floor. They just have like carpet and like bumpy things. And it's really irritating. So anyway, to switch flights, you got to get off. You got to
walk to another terminal or walk to another place.
Get your bags, go through customs, which is really better if you're traveling. You want to do it. You want your layover to be in a U.S. city, because the last thing you want to do is you've been traveling 20 hours and still have to go through customs. So I did like that the layover involves getting the bags. It's annoying because you have to recheck them, but that's what happens anyway. So then we were going over to Delta, which was two terminals over, and we're walking outside and we're in this sweatshirt and we're pushing the wheelie over the... I spilled coffee on me because I insisted on getting coffee bean.
Coffee bean. Oh my God, I got the mocha.
So you got the blended mocha. And I told her, she's the adult. She said, no, Mom, this is not a good idea. And I said, I just want a coffee. I've been on the flight.
Well, I think it was a good idea because mine was really good.
But it wasn't a good idea because I had coffee all over myself. So then we had to go outside to two terminals down. And I was trying to push the trolley and coffee was spilling over my arm. But I wanted the coffee and it was a disaster. And that's when Bryn said, wait, Mom, what are you talking about? It's 9:35. We're saving 25 minutes. I go, excuse me? I just spent all this money to change a ticket to save 25 minutes. So we're sweating because I have the hot coffee. My armpits are sweating. We go back with these trolleys and we're falling and it's not fun.
We went to the elevator to get into the airport from the Delta terminal.
Oh, right? Okay, and right. That's okay. How we got there. Oh, I thought we were going. Okay, so she's right. So now we went to go two terminals over to Delta midstream. We're peeing. It's midstream. I realize we're going back. So then you have to go into one of those elevators. You know, there's like elevators that you're pushing your trolley in and you go in one end and you go out the other end. So there are a bunch of, I just remembered it was men and they didn't have a lot of stuff, like a backpack here.
College guys, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Like, no, she thinks, like some of them are like 25, 26, but young. Yeah. Yeah. And they're tall. They were. And they all had just like a carry-on. No one had a trolley or a lot of stuff. There was one, like, I think, person who worked at the airline who was in there, but there was more than enough room for us to come in, but I still felt like we were intruding because you're those people that have the trolley with the bags. Like, but that's what the airport's about. Like, what else if we're not getting in the elevator with people with, you know, stuff in there? So we get in and we happen to, unfortunately for those people, be the first stop. So there's a guy, like, behind me diagonally and a couple of people in front of me, and several of them are to the left, so they're not really like in my way. But there was one guy pretty much in front of me and a guy behind me. So the elevator stops for our floor. It opens up. I'm like, yeah, this is my floor. And the guys that are one or two guys are looking back, like staring. I'm like, yeah, this is my floor. So the guy behind me is like, hi, everybody. What happens is we have to move now, right? And the road rage is setting in because I have sweaty armpits, mm-hmm. coffee all over my arm. I'm wearing a Qantas pajama shirt under my down under tourist sweatshirt. And my jappy, like, Gucci rhinestone sneakers. I just look like I'm a sweaty, disgusting crossbody wreck. And so Bryn's with me. And the guy behind is like, okay, guys, this is when, like, you have to move. So the guy who's sitting in the front, I could see him right now with, like, a dopey look on his face, like a fluffy hair. And he's holding his rolly.
Literally, like, 2-pound carry-on.
Right. He looks back at us, and he's just standing there. The doors are wide open. It's two elevator doors, the wide open. We came in one way, which is right behind us, and we're trying to get out. And he's standing there, and it's like, he's looking, and we're just like, I was like, yeah, hi, this is our floor. Looking. This is our what are we, at H&R Block doing our taxes? We're at the airport. Like, this is what goes on. We're getting off the airport with some bags. So the guy stands there, and I said, hi. And he's like, and then the other guy is, like, trying to get him to move out, and he's just, like, sort of tiptoeing a little bit, like, only going to, like, have his body so he's sort of near the door. I'm like, yeah, you know what's great? I go, don't worry. It's going to be okay. It's okay. Just step outside the elevator. You know what's good about that? You can come right back on. It's okay. No problem. Right? Is that what happened?
I think, am I allowed to say a bad word?
I don't think you should say it out loud. I mean,
can I say it real quick? Just, like, a bad word?
You're not going to say it, but you can reference it. You're not going to say it because I don't want... No, because it's bad parenting and I've never heard you curse ever. And today's not the day on this podcast.
I'm going to say it.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Oh, my
God. I'm going to say it.
I don't know what you're going to do, but...
Can I say it?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, no, I don't remember what...
If you don't want me to.
I don't want you to. I didn't even hear it. I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't want you to curse.
Can I say a bad word?
I don't know. You have to ask the audience.
Can I say a bad word?
No, it's just not good parenting.
No, Mommy, it's okay. I'm going to say one.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm like now like, okay. And I'm like on the way out. So I'm like, yeah, it's okay. You're going to get right back in like full road rage.
And then he was like, have a nice day. And then he said, can I say it, mommy?
No, he goes, have a good flight. He did that.
I know. But then can I say it? The bad.
I don't know if you figure it out.
For okay. Yourself. I'm going to say it.
Okay. I'm scared. Do you say this at school? Tell the truth. Don't lie.
I've said a bad word at school, but I don't say this word.
Okay. Okay. What bad word have you said at school?
I've said the SH word when I stub my toe.
A lot?
No, when I stub my toe.
Well, how often do you stub your toe?
Not much.
That's the only time you say that word?
Yes, when I stub my toe.
Okay, don't stub your toe.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
I have to say it? Do you want me to say it?
No, you can say it in another way. If it's an F word, it could be an F in.
Okay, it's an F word, but I feel like I should say it.
And you just feel like being something bad right now?
Yes.
Well, this is the podcast to do it, if there's any place.
I'm
not listening.
When my mom was like walking out, he said, I was still in the elevator, so I fully heard it. And he was like, oh my God, mom, I'm scared. Mommy, I'm scared. Okay. He said, mom,
Are you listening?
I'm bracing myself. I never heard it. I wasn't there.
And he said,
that's all he said. He farted in the elevator. What did he say? Just say what he said.
Fucking idiot.
That's it, those two words? F an idiot?
Yes.
Not she's an, he just said F an idiot?
Yes, and I was still in the elevator.
And did you find it funny?
No, I don't know.
Who was right? Be honest.
You.
No, you don't have to say
no,
that.
No, you were right, because he was being lazy. But it was also really funny, because you were like yelling at everyone in the elevator, and everyone was just towering over you.
Well, no, the one guy was on my side. He's the one who started. He's the one who said, yeah, we got to move, guys. And that gave me license to say my thing.
He was behind you, so you couldn't hear him.
Who?
The guy. You couldn't hear.
I heard.
No.
I was out of the elevator already when he cursed at me.
No. I meant like the guy who was like hyping you up. He wasn't, like you couldn't see him. So he like, it didn't really do anything.
It did something for me because it started it when he said, hey guys, we got to move. I felt I got empowered.
I know,
and that's why.
Him.
Who cares? I don't need to
everyone
go on a speed date with him.
Everyone thought it was probably you.
No, he had a man's voice because you know why? He was a man. I didn't sound anything like him. Anyway, so we've been talking about it all day because she's like, can we talk about the elevator? Because I had full road rage. I'm like, this is how someone gets canceled. Guess what? I do it again. The guy was a jackass.
Oh my God, do you know what I do? Whenever I'm mad.
Right.
If my iPad like falls off my bed like two times in a row.
Yes.
While I'm trying to watch a show, I'll get really mad and I'll like lightly, I'll go like this to my iPad. I'll like hit it a little bit.
You smack your iPad. Yes. This is my daughter. She's going to Harvard.
To make McDonald's it like mad. University. To make it like mad. And then
you want your iPad to be mad?
And if my phone like won't charge or if the charger like won't plug in, then I like go like, because I want it
you
to be
you get frustrated.
Mad. Yeah, no, I don't get frustrated. I want it to feel the pain. Like it made me angry. So now it has to be angry. Like now it has to feel what it did wrong so it won't do it again.
Bryn, that's not normal. Okay. Just so you're aware, I think that's not normal. And people are going to hear this. And someone's going to come over here with a straitjacket and put it on you. Okay. I love you guys. We had the best time in Australia. It was such a bonding experience.
That happened.
In your life? Yeah. You're
No, at the airport. Oh, the terminal.
Oh, she's right. So when we did go back, when we did come back. Oh, we
from
were
in the lounge. You're in the
she
lounge.
Has such a good memory. We were up in the lounge. The flagship lounge at American is really, it's great. And we were up in the lounge and thank God, because no one really, there weren't a lot of announcements about the flight and your flights were going to start boarding now. And I just, the guy was really chill when we checked in and said what time we had to leave. So when we left the lounge at 10, no, we didn't leave 10.
We left at 10.
No. Oh, because it said boarding at 10, so we left at 10. But then when we asked somebody, they were like, oh, yeah, it's just in the other terminal. And I looked at Bryn. I said, I don't like that word.
No, we didn't look at someone. We realized that ourselves.
I didn't just out of my mind realize that there was another terminal.
No, because it said gates 50 to 59. That way, and I was like, oh, that's our gate. And then it said other terminal. So
oh, right. Sorry. No, you're right. Because we asked somebody
so
about
we had
the other thing.
An elevator to get to the terminal.
But that wasn't the same elevator. It was a different story.
Yeah. And then
right.
Mom, and then
but I said to Bryn, I don't like the word terminal. She goes, Mom, I don't know what to tell you. We have to go there. And then we were sprinting,
no,
sweating.
I would usually say, oh, I agree, but I can't really, because that's just easy to say, I agree. But I couldn't really agree because we had to go.
Right,
like,
someone has to be the adult.
The terminal, so I was like, oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, there was a pause because I didn't know what to do.
Yes, I'll be the one that starts crying and she'll be the one that pulls it together. And I'm not kidding. She's the parent. I'm the child sometimes.
So anyways, we were like running.
It's anyway.
So anyway. It's anyways.
It's not, but I'm so glad we've got a couple of good examples of your application for MIT.
So anyway, we were running through to get to the terminal, to get to our gate, and we ended up making it. And,
right.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And my hair was super greasy, and there was, like, so many cute boys in, like, in our gate.
So that's a cautionary tale, which is...
Be cute to the airport.
Decently cute. Not like a swamp thing octopus.
Like, I know, my hair was really, like, you could fry chicken on it.
And all right, guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.